on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, you see what I did there? Dynamo are playing LAFC, so we're weaving in a little LA. This is originally a Doors song, but Billy Idol does a great version. By the way, he's at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. Cactus Music, vinyl and CDs. I'm sure the people at Cactus, some of my friends down there, are going out to that show. That's a big show. But the Dynamo have a bigger game, so they won't be going. They're taking on LAFC. One other thing to mention here real quick. Senate Avenue Brewing, which is out in Jersey Village. On the 13th of May, we're doing a live show out there. We'll have live guests starting all day long, though. It's not just Soccer Matters. It's Paul Gallant. It's Killer Bees. It's all day long at Senate Avenue Brewing. So it's going to be a blast out there. Small batch brewery and kitchen, handcrafted beer, amazing food, seven screens. We'll have some soccer matches on for sure. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Senate Avenue Brewing out there. So, all right, let's bring on our guest. And he's always a great guest. He is Dynamo defender extraordinaire. He is Eric Sviatchenko. He joins us now. Eric, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Ben.
It's always good to have you on, Eric. And I always appreciate the time you give me and the show, and more importantly, to the listeners and the fans of the team. So let's get right into it tonight. I want to pack a lot in here with you. Let's just talk about the last couple of games here and some glimmer in the attack, some good things happening, some results, some multi-goal games, a lot going on here right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at kind of the last four games as a little bit of a pivotal time and a little bit of a kind of momentum going for us. We've had a rougher start than we've had the last two seasons, and obviously it's football, and this is also a very natural thing sometimes when you've had kind of a cycles of the same players, and then we kind of change a lot of players and personnel, and then the window is ongoing and we have games and new players are added and some injuries. So if you look at it in the bigger picture, it's kind of been a bumpy start, but the last four games has been kind of more and more into the Dynamo team that we've seen the last kind of two seasons, and the confidence is starting to be built. So especially with the Austin game, Texas rivalry, winning 2-0, that sets us up for another good performance away in L.A.
Eric Sviatchenko joining us. You know, Eric, just the addition of Andre Linger, and I want to really simplify this. One exceptional player that gets put in a team can really have a lot of compounding effect, can it?
For sure. Like Lingy, as we call him, has hit the ground running. You can say that with kind of two goals in two games. Came off the bench, scored I think it's a very underrated goal. It's kind of, you throw your body in there that no one really thinks is going to happen. Like Maxer, the defender, he's a good defender, but just kind of there's nothing to do because you have a player that just really wants it more than anyone else. The whole celebration, you know, like I'm here and showing that this is me. It was very emotional. And then I asked him, like, have you ever done that before? And he said, like, never. So it means something for Linji. And then the next kind of game where he comes in and starts and does well and again opens the score sheet with another incredible goal and technical ability. So I'm very, very pleased with him and how he's kind of entered our team and also in the locker room. He's a great guy, and he has this kind of aggressiveness to his nature. He wants to go with the ball. In training, he wants more. He says, I want this, I want this, and I want this. And that's the spirit that we want.
And, you know, from afar, it just seems, and it's easy from my position, right? But from afar, it just seems, I just feel like there's a feeling that comes over me that the Dynamo are more dangerous now with him there and around the box.
No, I think for sure, and I don't think that he's even in his favorite position. But again, in our team, we have players that can play several positions, and right now he's playing off of kind of the left, the winger, with Amin still kind of tucked in as a number 10. And I think building that relationship on that side with him moving in, Amin moving out, that kind of can also spark some spaces. And he's a guy who runs in the box and will be in the box or around the box. And that's what you want from a DP player. You want to have the kind of producing numbers. And it's always a difficult one because sometimes you also can see that players perform really well, but maybe just doing the numbers are not so high. But he has done it from day one. And Amin has also kind of had a good start, and Ponce had a good start. So it seems that we can spark some energy now with our front guys now.
Eric Svechenko joining us. I want to ask you about the second goal, because you guys as defenders and as a team collectively, as a defending team, you don't have the luxury a lot in the last couple of years of really playing with a pad, that second goal, right? So I'm watching and calling that game against Austin, and I'm like, boy, wouldn't it be nice just to get a second here, hurt them, punish them, take a little pressure off, and lo and behold, we get a transition goal, which we don't get enough of those, I don't think, as a Dynamo fan and commentator. That's just my take, and that this may be an element of the game that may be now arriving.
Yeah, I agree. Like if you can get those 1-0 wins, I'm very, very happy and pleased with them. But of course, it takes a little bit of a sleeping moment, and then they have a chance, and then they score, and then suddenly the game is tied. So of course, from a perspective of wanting to win games, that cushion of getting the second goal, especially in the period where you're either kind of in momentum or the other way around, like being able to get that second goal is crucial, especially in this league where you know that the quality of each team is very, very high, and it just takes one moment, and then there might be a goal. So especially against Austin, I think that was the perfect timing in that game to get the second goal. And that was critical for us getting that result as well, and just being able to still be locked in and do all the small details, but just knowing that, okay, we can go and we get ourselves the confidence of being 2-0 up, but still have the mentality of, let's protect this, let's be doubled as dialed in as we are, because again, football changes. You see Champions League today, it's 2-0 up, and then suddenly it's 2-2 with Barcelona into Milan. So that's just top football.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Wasn't that an unbelievable 2 hours of watching football?
It was.
Unbelievable. I was buzzing so much, I must have called 3 or 4 of my friends just just to talk about it. It was really some entertainment. You know, can I ask you something about that game? Because I believe because Hansi Flick plays with such a high line, it almost forces other teams to play a transition game with them because they're seeking out space behind him. Would you agree with that or disagree with that?
No, I agree with that. And I've seen some of the games later with Barcelona. And, my heart skips another kind of beat because I think it's very, very risky. The last games I've seen it, if it's not for interception from one of the center backs, it's a one against one with a keeper. Mm-hmm. And I think it's too risky for my taste of football, but it's worked, and Barcelona have done that all season. But of course it's a fine margin because they also get a lot of offsides where they have a great line. But yeah, I think it's overall too risky for me, but it works in some occasions.
It's great for the neutral and the person on the outside watching. Yeah, from an entertainment value, it's incredible. I mean, I think they're the most entertaining team in the world, and that's part of the reason why.
Exactly.
I want to get to you, Eric. I want to go back to a game. Well, first of all, somebody asked me to ask you, one of our listeners, were on social media. They wanted to know what you thought of Houston and how you've, as a city and living here with your family and everything else.
No, it's been a great moment in my career the last 2 years, and we have adapted really well to the city, to the climate. In general, it's just kind of for us coming from a small city in Denmark where we had maybe 3, if I'm honest, good restaurants, because it's also a matter of living your life whilst you're a professional football player. There's a lot of spare time, but not so much freedom. But especially with a family, with 2 kids and a wife, we enjoy the offers that the city gives us and indulge in in the opportunity. So for us, it's been two magnificent years, and we have met some great Danish friends that are here, like expats. We've met some great friends on my son's team, some great friends from my own team. So it's just in general, just a nice moment in our life, and that's why it was also a very kind of decisive moment that we enjoy being here, and that's why I also resigned, because I see myself here for another 2 to 3 years, making an impact on the team, in the league, and of course also making my kind of mark in this city, even though there's a lot of fight for that kind of sports enthusiasm.
Well, I wanted to, by the way, I forgot to tell you congratulations. So congratulations on that. I have certainly enjoyed the way you play the game. I want to talk to you about the family issue, which you just mentioned. There are a number of guys on the Dynamo who, you know, you've seen, you know, they're married. They now have a child that comes into the picture. How important is that, or how much of a change do you see, maybe from your experience or in your teammates, when all of a sudden they have a family? Do you see a visible change in players and maybe, you know, looking at it more as a job, and, you know, because now you got dependents?
No, I think I felt it when I got my first child in Celtic, that it just put some pressure away from you in some way. Like, life is everything. Football is everything, but there's also something that is very important, that is kind of inside your house, and that's your kids and your wife. And I think that's a thing that you can use as a fuel to go on the field and know that this is an amazing opportunity, that you're playing football, you have a lovely family, hopefully everyone is healthy. So I sometimes get those kind of emotional feelings that, wow, I have the best job in the world, I have my family around me, and I feel like stepping on the field is my habitat, and that's where I put on this cape of being, in quote, Superman. This is where our superpowers are kind of explored. This is where we want to be. And then seeing your family on the sideline, celebrating, for instance, with Ponza that scored, run out to his family. That is just a magical moment for football players, where they share that excitement with the ones that you love, that sacrificed that much. My wife moved from Denmark with my kids. My kids sacrificed a lot, but we all do it because they support me, and that's when it gets into a higher kind of note and picture.
Fantastic answer. On that note, when I talk to you, I sense a very cerebral soccer player. The way you look at the game, the way you speak about it, the way you wordsmith it. I'm not pushing you into retirement, because you just signed a new deal. But would coaching be in your future? Have you ever even thought of that?
No, it has been in my mind, but I think I love the aspect of being player and coaching my teammates, but having an impact as a player. That's something that I love, especially now. The last 2 years I've been working with Tactilize, which is a company based out of Holland, and my kind of player performance coach, Joe, has kind of started working with Griffin and Femi, and we kind of take our whole, like, philosophy of how we play in the Dynamo, and we adapt to that. That is kind of what I love about the soccer, the small details of being better each game, taking the things into the next game. But I don't think I would be a coach. I think I would be at the front office more, and seeing how can we make Dynamo the best sports entertainment in the city? How can we make the fans' life even cooler at the stadium? All these things is something that I love doing, and that's things that I talk with a lot of kind of surrounding in Houston, Asher and Pat. What can we do to get it even better? How can I help? You know, it's something that I love doing. So I could see myself in that role more than the coaching. A long answer.
It's a great answer. And by the way, you've been more than willing to come on here. And every time you come on here, I think people get to know you even better. Same thing with Andre Linger the other day. We're talking to Eric Svechenko, the Dynamo defender. So this company that you're working with, is this something that is outside of the Dynamo? Is that something the coaching staff gives you, you know, their good graces that you can do this, or is this something that's aligned and offered within the coaching structure of the Houston Dynamo?
Yeah, it's not something that is offered by the club, but for me, I was at a stage where I've like experienced everything in my career, and I was playing a lot on my intuition and my experience, and that can take you a long way, but I just still wanted to improve as a football player, and especially this, I came across, and they work with different players, and like Cody Gakpo at Liverpool, and Jordan Marlin and Aston Villa, and a lot of players, like I think in Columbus Crew, Malte Amundsen is working with him, Kieran Tierney is having a meeting with him, so it's something that it's just interesting, and it's all aligned, like Aurelien Collin, our assistant coach, had a meeting with him, and they talked about soccer. It's just kind of soccer interest, you know. How can we develop, and we discuss football, like, I think we should do better here, I think we could do this, but it's all in the matter of us still being able to play soccer for Houston Dynamo, so there's nothing kind of contradictory in that sense, but I can just say that I've become such a better player by working this matter, you know. Analyzing the game, each game after we sit down for an hour. I sat this morning, 6:30 in the morning, where we had a meeting. I went through the game against Austin of different things. How do I protect the goal? When do I break in order to be able to defend better? Where do I position myself when I get the ball? Why do I take this touch compared to this touch? You know, all these things that just makes it so much more fun playing these games.
Eric, I wish we had more time. There's so much more I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about positionally how it's changed as a center back, even during your career.
We can have a podcast on
that. So I'm going to put in a request for you again. I also want to talk about your debut with Denmark because it was against the United States national team.
It was.
Scoring goals in the Old Firm derby. I mean, there's a ton of things I want to get with you. So we will be... I will go through the club again to try and see if I can get you back on again.
Of course, I'm ready.
All right, you're the best. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Glenn.
By the way, when Eric debuted against the U.S., they won 3-2, and he was paired with Simon Kerr. You might remember him. I believe he was on AC Milan. There's a lot to talk about there. That's a fantastic interview, fantastic conversation. I hope you enjoyed that, everybody with the Houston Dynamo. We're going to take a bit of a break here. And before we go to break, though, I do want to remind you about a couple of things. Nico Nico's Greek and American Cafe, we mentioned them already here tonight. Inland Sand Soccer Tournament's coming up. They need a few more teams in that. And there are cash money prizes. May 10th, Third Coast Sand Complex, 5652 Forney. There's youth and adult divisions. Get on the sand. I mean, you do different things. You have to play the ball in the air to people's feet or chest or head. It's different, and I think it would be fun, especially as a sort of an ancillary training session for youth players. Keep the parents out of it. Get a roster together. Make one of the kids the captain. Let them do it on their own. That could be a lot of fun. And also, again, I remind you, Senate Avenue Brewing. We have a big, big day coming up there on May 13th. Paul Gallant Show, Killer Bees, Brian McDonald, Soccer Matters, beer, food, T-shirts, tickets. And when we come back, we're going to start talking a little bit of beach soccer. You know what we'll do right now? Can we do a four-pack right now? All right, four-pack right now to the Houston-Louisville. Friday night, a four-pack of tickets at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.